The title for our message today is A Faith That Works. So this is what we decide to talk about today. Everyone is here because you have faith. Faith brought you here. But is the faith that brought you here the one who works? Because sometimes we claim to have faith, and then we see the works that that faith produces, and we see that it doesn't speak very highly about what kind of faith you have. So let's see what the Bible, few texts the Bible says about faith. First, for it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. All right? It is not the result of your own efforts. It doesn't matter how many beliefs you have. It doesn't matter how many times you go to church. Those are all works. But is there a faith that gives that strength? It says, so that no one can boast about it. So it's not, again, our works. And some people immediately take this to another extreme. They say, okay, if it's not works that save me, so all that I need is faith. And we will address this. Is it possible for us to have faith and not works? It doesn't work. All right? So by what are we saved, according to the Bible? Grace. By God's grace. Why God needs to give us this gift? Because there is no way we can earn it. There is no. And that's the only reason God says, I have to facilitate something that you cannot accomplish by yourself. I made you in my own image. I made you capable. You have a brain. You have all this capability. But there is one thing you cannot do. You cannot win this battle all by yourself. You need my grace. You need a gift. Through what are we saved? Through faith. No other way. And so, out there, the world, when they address Seventh-day Adventists, they always have a tendency to claim that we are legalists because we emphasize so much about the law. And we have to be careful because to know the truth is not sufficient. You have to live it. Many people know. The devil knows. He says he believes and he trembles. And so it's very important for us to understand the distinction between to believe and to have a faith that conducts your belief. Not the result of our own efforts, the Bible says. It is God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. You cannot claim I'm entitled. And we will be reading some verses that says exactly like that. People that believe that they are entitled. For God has revealed his grace for the salvation of all people. Do you notice that how I capitalized the word grace? Who do you think when this verse is talking about, directly, indirectly, is talking about? For God has revealed his grace. That is Christ. Because Christ came to reveal God, and God reveals himself through Jesus Christ. So for God has revealed his grace, his salvation, Jesus Christ, for the salvation of all people. And you all familiar with John 3:16, right? Because God so loved the world. Is that what it says? My version is a little bit different. God so loved me that he gave his beloved son so that I, if I choose to believe, I may have eternal life. That's my version. By the way, it's not on sale. The real faith. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for. The things that is dear to us. To be certain of the things we cannot see. And Paul says this, for we walk by faith, not by sight. It's not what we see that will bring us salvation, but faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, New King James. A healing faith brothers and sisters. Jesus touched their eyes, and he said this to them, because of your faith. And Jesus mentioned this a few times. There are very few of Jesus' miracles that he did not make this statement, but quite a few of them, he says, it is your faith. If you believe, it will happen. If you believe, this will happen. And so because of your faith, in other words, what Jesus Christ is saying here is that your faith has empowered me to do something for you that you have the ability to choose, because we were created with the ability to choose. And God cannot impose his will on us. Therefore, we have to claim, we have to surrender our will to God, and then God can do for us what we need. It says, you will be healed. Because of your faith, you'll be healed. You made it possible for your Creator to provide you this grace. Matthew 9:29, Contemporary English Version. It is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word. I have met few people in my life that have claimed that they are atheists. And as I talked to them a little bit, I found out that they actually believe in God, but they don't want to admit that they do. Because I don't know if you have read or met someone, how much effort they put to try to prove that God doesn't exist. And if God did not exist, believe me, their job would be much easier. They didn't even have to talk about it, but they put so much effort because God does exist. In the book of Romans, Paul, chapter 2, Paul talks about that by nature, the law of God is written in our hearts. We are born to be spiritual. Every human being knows there is something. Some of us are able to define what that something is or that someone is, and some people cannot define. Therefore, they put in an object, they make it a doll, they make something to reflect what is inside of them, that believe there is someone superior. So that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. Hebrews 11, verse 3, Good News Translation. Paul says this, that grace instructs us. Again, who is grace? Jesus Christ says that grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this world. Titus 2, verse 12, Good News Translation. This is the instruction that God gives us, that Jesus gives us. A real faith. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What do you think it is? Our faith. Our faith in Christ is the only one, is the only way we can defeat the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Now here are some elements of faith. I'm going to share with you three of them. There are more, but only for the sake of time, we're going to share only three of them. The first one is impossibility. Many times, we face with things that we believe that this is impossible. It doesn't matter how much I'm going to pray, this is impossible. And we are tempted sometimes to give up before we even try. And that's when faith has to come in. How do you deal with the impossibility? If you have faith, this is how you do. Who can bring a clean thing out of unclean? No one. Who can make some? And I every time I read this verse in Job 14, verse 4, it brings to my attention some people try to use one text, the Bible, that was. Some translation have put a little twist to it to try to say something else. This is, oh, Jesus made all food clean. Have you heard that before? And then in a class here that I have, a baptismal class with the young people, I asked them, is that true? Did Jesus made all food clean? And in the beginning, they would say, oh, no. They thought that the answer was no. But then now they know when I ask this question what it means. So I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell them. Did Jesus made all food clean? Yes, he did. Food. It doesn't say, and Jesus made all trash clean. That's not, no, I read many other versions of the Bible. None of them it says like this. And Jesus made all that is trash clean now. You can eat trash now, you'll be okay. You can eat garbage now, you'll be fine. Now it says, who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? No one. Because that's the opposite. It's just like when you say, who can bring good out of evil? One is the absence of the other. One is the opposite of each other. So you cannot assume they are part of the same. Impossibility. No one can say, I am innocent. I have never done anything wrong. Anybody here? Because if you raise your hand, it says, there you go, one lie. You're just denouncing yourself. We are, nobody here is innocent. You know what the good news about this is? That we all can be embraced by God's grace. That's all that we need. We just need to say, yes, Lord, I know my imperfections, but I know how perfect you are and how perfect you can make me. Desire of the Ages, page 172 says this. He or she, of course, who is trying to reach heaven by his own works in keeping the law, is attempting what? Impossible. An impossibility. You cannot reach heaven by building. Remember, in the Bible says that somebody was trying to reach heaven by building a tower. And what happened to them? They all became confused. Every time you try to reach heaven by only your own efforts, all you get yourself is confused. You're not going to get anywhere. So let's learn the lesson. I want to know only one thing, or two. How were you giving God's Spirit? Was it by obeying the law of Moses? This talk about the ceremonial law. Is that because they were so tied up with their traditions, with their rituals, they believed that if I just go to church, if I have just this as a tradition, that it will be enough. And I'm trying to apply so that today we may do the same thing. Sometimes we think that if I do this, and we keep emphasizing the doing part. Doing is excellent when it's motivating by belief, by faith. It says here, or by hearing about Christ and having faith in him. So which one? It says, you received the God's Spirit because you heard Christ. You developed a faith in Christ, and that's why you received the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2, Contemporary English Version. Paul continues, so it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep this Moses law, right? For the scripture says, or say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. It is through faith that you have life. And who is life? Jesus Christ says, I am life. That's Galatians 3, verse 11. Paul continues, he saved us. Not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy, because of his grace, because of his compassion. He washed away our sins. How? Through baptism, also with the Holy Spirit. It says, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. Are you born again? Have you been baptized yet? If you have not been baptized yet, I'm going to use some verse of the Bible that says in the book of Acts, says, what are you waiting for? That's what the Bible says. What are you waiting for? I gave Bible study. I mentioned this as a story before. Some of you have heard, for the benefit of those that have not, so I'm repeating, okay? I gave Bible study to a family for 3 years. And I had somebody that we used to, my personal ministry director in the church, used to go with me to give Bible studies. He told me, Pastor, let's move on. These people are solid like a rock on their faith. Nothing penetrates. Let's move on. We are wasting time. And believe me, we travel 45 minutes to traffic to get to their house every single week for 52 weeks a year. Not even vacation, no. We were there 3 years. And every Bible study was 1 hour to an hour and a half. And nothing. But he is the first elder in his church today. I said to him, brother, are you planning to be baptized? I said, oh, Pastor, I have been ready for more than 2 years. I have just been waiting for my wife to decide, because whatever she goes, I want to be with her. And they were both baptized. And so it is important. That's the way if we surrender our lives to Christ, a new life begins. Here, impossibility. It says, it is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. You all know this story, right? This young man that came to see Jesus, and he was very confident. I have a lot of works. It is going to work for me. So he comes to talk to Jesus Christ and says, by the way, Master, he was just expecting to receive a stamp of approval. You know, have you seen people that sometimes they are so confident and they make fool of themselves because they don't realize they are being confident in something that is empty, something that is not value? And so this young man came, and he's rich, and he's probably good looking. He has everything going on for him. So he comes to Jesus walking with an attitude, and I assume. So he came to him, says, Lord, what can I do to be saved? He says, oh, you're fine. You're doing the right thing. And just told him, go and practice God's will, the 10 commandments. Oh, I have done this since I was little. He says, okay, so take all the stuff that are keeping you from being in the kingdom. Give this to the poor and follow me. Because of a few coins of gold, maybe some diamonds or something else, his name could have been here as one of the writers of the Bible. He was a very, very capable individual as far as his education, about the means. He has everything. If he would have said, yes, Lord, I will follow you, today we'll be probably reading the gospel according to him, but we don't even know his name because he decided not to follow Jesus. He didn't have faith. He has a lot of works, but it didn't work for him because he had no faith. In order for the works to work, you have to have faith. Jesus continued by saying, then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is very hard for a rich person. By the way, those of you here that are rich, don't worry about. Okay, there is a way. He said, then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Priorities. Sometimes we become over preoccupied with things, and those things that we are over preoccupied eventually takes too much of our time and our lives as well. And he continues, I put this just to illustrate some a camel through the needle. Okay, it's in the eye of the needle. He says, I will say it again. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Now, you cannot blame the disciples. The disciples says, oh, so if that's the case, hey, there will be no rich people in heaven then. It says, the disciples were astounded. It says, then who in the world can be saved? They ask. Jesus said, look at them intently and said to them, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But here comes where grace comes in. And this is where grace comes in. But with God, everything is possible because God supplies what we cannot, and that he makes possible. Confidence is the second step. Confidence, no one can please God without faith. For whatever comes to God must have faith that God exists, and it rewards those who seek for him. We need to have a confidence, and that's what faith builds in us. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe, what happens to that person? Will be condemned. And I hope, and I mentioned to you here, I always remember this very easily, Mark 16:16, because I was baptized when I was 16. And some of you probably were baptized when you're 16 too. But if you are not, it's about time. And if you're not 16 yet, and but ready to be baptized, don't wait until you're 16 either. If you confess that Jesus is Lord, and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 verse 9. But it is the will of God to cleanse us from sin, to make us his children, and to enable us to live a holy life, so we may ask for these blessings and believe that we receive them and thank God that we have received them. Ellen G. White wrote this in A Step to Christ, page 51. It is very important for us. She continues, though this simple act of believing God, the Holy Spirit has begotten a new life in your heart. You are as a child born into the family of God, and he loves you as he loves his son. Isn't that wonderful? Step to Christ, page 52. This was one of the first books that I read from Ellen G. White because it was so thin. I said that it was easy for me to read. I read, and then when I was taking theology, they assigned that we have not only to read, but comment in every single point of the character of God on the desire of ages. So I went from a book that was this thin, and then my teacher said that you have to work with this one now. And it was a big assignment. And the third and last step that we want to present to you today is about cooperation. Remember, when things are impossible, you need faith. When God makes it possible, you have to have a confidence. You have to trust him. But then, how do you reveal that you trust him? By cooperating with him. God wants you to work with him for your sake and for the sake of everyone around you. So here is what Martin Luther said, the reformer. Faith sees the invisible. Faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Then it accepts the impossible, does without the indispensable, and bears the intolerable. Martin Luther wrote this. Cooperation. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Brothers and sisters, the only faith that works is the faith that produces works. You cannot have works to produce faith. It doesn't work. You have to have faith to produce works. That's the way it works. James 2, verse 18, New King James Version. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? James 2, 22. Now, corporation. I don't know, can you see from the back there? Can you read what is in this? Can you read here? It says, the Israelites need to cross the Jordan. This is after the 40 years. The whole generation died except, two of them. They were ready to cross. The Jordan was overflowed. It was impossible. The water was very fast. No chance. So they needed to make a decision. So what they have to do? Exactly what their parents did when they were about to cross the Red Sea, right? There they were. The Pharaoh was coming. Oh, what are we going to do? We all going to perish. They're going to kill us. And they turned to God. And God said, what do you have in your hand? March. And when they touched the water, the sea opened. Same thing here in the Jordan. When they touch, when the priest touch, and then everything happened. Naaman had leprosy. He was told to go to the Jordan. Oh, that ugly mud, I go to my own country, there is better water there. But he had to show faith. Then in the time of Jesus, 10 men had leprosy as well. This is what happens. Priests were told to step in the water, and the Jordan opened. Naaman had leprosy. He was told to dip 7 times in the Jordan. He did, and he was healed. Told the 10 men had leprosy. They were told to go to show themselves to the priest. And I have this text here that Jesus Christ says this. Jesus saw them and said to them, go and let the priest examine you. Why do you think that Jesus was sending these people for a long journey to all the way to the temple to be examined by the priest? Why do you think Jesus sent them there? There is no better way for you to receive the reward, the blessings of your faith, when your faith impacts somebody else. The only time your faith really works is when it works for somebody else besides you. Faith cannot be a selfish, capricious, or a decoration, or something you put in your neck, or a badge that you go around saying, I have faith. Faith is a gift that must be shared in order for you to keep it. He says, Jesus saw them and said, go to the priest, because the priest, once that they saw, yes, I knew that you were sick, but now I can see that you are no longer. So that the priest could share the news with others as well. On the way, they were made clean. Not when they got there, not when they left, but as they were in the process of practicing their faith, cleanness came to them. Let's learn from this, brothers and sisters. It's when we move with our faith that things start working for us. The possibility of righteous living is God's, but the responsibility for doing it is ours. I hope that you practice your faith, brothers and sisters. I hope that if you have not taken the position yet to be baptized and to have your name in the book of life, if you look in Luke chapter 15, every single story that says there, I mean, not a story, but every single of the parables, they said, and there was joy in heaven for a sinner that has repented. I hope, my brothers and sisters, that your faith is solid, that your works will be very easily to be noted by everyone around you. May your works glorify God because your faith is in Him. Amen. God bless.